Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring back Andy Field joining us live from New York, where he's tracking the storm with some people doing that. And, you know, Andy, when we looked at this storm at first glance, it didn't seem as powerful, as big as other hurricanes. We knew it would last a while, but it didn't pack that power. But now seeing some of these images, you have a lot of people comparing it to Hurricane Katrina, looking like Superstorm Sandy. How exactly does this storm compare?
Well, in one way, you're right. I mean, it didn't look as big or as massive, but the problem is that when you're along the coast, and especially in bayou areas where Houston, there's so much water and so much swamp there, and then you have this exposed Gulf Coast here where 130-mile-an-hour Category 4 winds hit on Friday night. That did the most damage along the coast. You see those pictures of splintered buildings. It looks like a bomb literally hit the city in some ports. I think in Rockport, they had the worst damage there. They literally have no infrastructure left in parts of that city. So that is going to take not just months, but years to recover from. But the biggest problem right now is the flooding. And that is because the storm is stalled over Texas. That circular motion you see usually goes inland, and there's nothing to feed off of, so it eventually just dissipates, and there's a lot of rain inland, but it goes away. In this case, it's literally circling back to the Gulf, gathering more steam, gathering more energy and more water, and dumping up to 30 inches so far, and forecasters think they could have a staggering 50 inches of water. That's 4 feet of water or more, and there's nowhere for that water to go, and that's why you're seeing these devastating flooding images where literally entire parts of the city are underwater.
Yeah. How does this compare to Katrina? How much rain did Katrina get with when that hit?
I don't know the exact amount of rain there. They certainly got a lot. I do know that it was very costly, in the tens of billions of dollars to clean up that. The same with Superstorm Sandy. And this is going to be a big issue with Congress, because Congress is coming back now. They still haven't passed a budget. They haven't passed a debt ceiling. And you're going to have senators from these states and congressmen from these states demanding that Congress go even deeper into debt to try to help relieve this here. One of the interesting things is you've got Senators Cornyn and Cruz, two of the people that fought the hardest to stop the funding for Superstorm Sandy's northeast states, which tend to be more liberal and more Democratic. They said there was too much pork in the bill, but at the time, a lot of people were literally hung out to dry for almost 90 days while they dithered about funding and sending emergency relief. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now that they're wearing the wet shoes.
And a storm like Katrina can show that the cleanup will take a long time. I mean, we're talking years.
Oh, not only years, but some neighborhoods never came back. I was down in Louisiana, and some of the neighborhoods where the levees broke there, they are literally just a lot of empty slabs where houses used to sit, and there's no one there.
All right, that's Andy Field, kind of comparing this storm with some previous big ones here in this country, from ABC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.